This is Fresh Air. Stephen Schiff reviews Kevin Costner's new movie later on the show. When Bob Dylan, Tom Petty, George Harrison, and Jeff Lynne aren't making albums of their own, they sometimes make music together in a band known as the Traveling Wilburys. The late Roy Orbison was also part of the original group. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of the Wilburys' new album. She got it burning in the oven, and it's gonna be good. She better not leave me and go out to Hollywood. She got the best pudding in the neighborhood.
At first, Traveling Wilburys Volume 3 seems hopeless, very annoying indeed. There were cute little jokes surrounding the group's first album, the way they all took false names and invented a whimsical history for this band of pseudo-brothers. But this sweetness has turned sour on the new release, becoming corny and irritating. Why the dumb joke of Volume 3 if this is only the band's second album? Why a new set of silly pseudonyms? Dylan, for example, who was Lucky the first time around, is now Boo. And George Harrison, who was once Nelson, call him Spike. Give me a break. These aging pros even do something here called the Wilbury twist, for heaven's sakes. It's as if when Roy Orbison died, he took with him all the bracing directness and unironic passion of this group. But that's only how it seems at first.
Look up your chimney. The sky ain't blue. It's kind of yellow. You know it's true.
It's so hard to figure what it's all about.
When your outside's in,
inside out,
and your downside's up,
upside down.
Yeah, your upside's right,
right side up.
Yeah, don't it make you wanna twist and shout when you're inside out?
Pretty quickly, the music on Volume 3 begins to kick in, and much of the corniness is transcended, or at least made enjoyable. For example, the loping blues rock of Where Were You Last Night is terrific, but there's not much you can do with a couplet like Where Were You Last Week, Were You Up a Creek, except grin and bear it. That song takes the hostility toward women that Bob Dylan has been nurturing at least as long as Like a Rolling Stone, and turns his ranting into affable crankiness. It loosens him up, and it proves to be a better song than anything on his own new album, Under the Red Sky.
Where were you last week? Were you up a creek? Did you stay up pacing the floor? Got me.
The best song on this album is also, I think, the most unassuming. It's the lovely New Blue Moon. Dylan croons the verses, they all yowl the chorus, and you can almost hear Roy Orbison's ringing tenor floating over this searching pop melody.
Too many moons have come and gone, and none of them were blue. Too many times the sun came up, but it came up with that you.
On their own records, each of these men has his flaws. Dylan is often lazy, Tom Petty can be aimless, George Harrison whines a lot, and Jeff Lynne is neurotically fussy. As Traveling Wilburys, though, they pull themselves together, and the music they make is more casual and certainly more humorous and generous.
I drove around the city. Above the water where my things could be
first subscription. Then I joined the idol race, and they said store it in a cool, dry place. I got guitar, basses, amplifiers, and drums, accordions and mandolins and things that sometimes hum. Cymbals and harmonicas, capos by the score, and lots of things in boxes laying all around the floor. Some places they get...
As Volume 3 works its easygoing charm on you, you realize that it's only by indulging in all that coy Wilbury malarkey that these legends and would-be legends can throw off their heavy fame, relax, and collaborate without supergroup self-consciousness. Do you think they'll make Chubby Checker an honorary Wilbury the next time around?
You put your hand on your head.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.
Lift your other foot up,
fall on your ass,
get back up,
put your teeth in the glass.
Ain't never been nothing quite like this. It's a magical thing called the Wilbury Twist.
This is Fresh Air.